USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. has targeted a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate with an airstrike on Sunday. It's the second strike by the U.S. since the airport suicide bombing that killed 180 people. A strike on Saturday killed an Islamic State member believed to be involved in planning attacks against the U.S. in Kabul. The attacks come after the U.S. State Department urged U.S. citizens and others to leave the area of Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport, immediately citing a specific credible threat. Hurricane Ida, now a Category 4 storm, packing 150-mile-per-hour winds and just shy of hitting Category 5, is now starting to hammer portions of southeastern Louisiana with hurricane-force winds, according to the National Hurricane Center's latest update. The worst of the storm could be felt in southeastern Louisiana, including New Orleans, by midday. This is USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.